Take up. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. It is Thursday evening, just after 6 o'clock, and it's that time. Time for Are You Aware? My name's Christian. My co-host, Fleur Cooper, is actually out gallivanting somewhere on the continent of Europe, in Croatia, I believe, at the moment. So flying solo this evening, which happens every once in a while, and glad to be here. I love that first track that I played from Tame Impala. Before I get into that, though, just if you're a first-time listener to Are You Aware, to give you a little rundown about what we're all about here on the program. So we play music and musicians that, music with a message, or musicians that use their skill set and music to highlight social justice issues or charities, really anything positive that's going on out there in the universe. So our goal is to enlighten you and use music to do that. So we're here every other Thursday from 6 to 7:30. We switch off with Peanut Butter and Jams, which is also a great, great program. So to start off, Tame Impala with Let It Happen from their latest album called Currents. They're a Western Australia rock band that was founded in 2007 in Perth, Australia, exactly where Fleur's from, actually. So it's a shame she's not on the program this evening to tell us a little bit more about them. But I found it interesting. Their name is a reference to the impala, which is a medium-sized antelope, and the tension between wild and civilized tendencies, which could be a kind of a descriptor for their sound. It's heavily influenced by the late 60s and early 70s psychedelic rock, and they're one of my favorite bands to listen to recently. Their second album, Lonerism, got me jazzed up, and I started listening to them when that came out. It was critically acclaimed and actually reached platinum status in their home country of Australia and received a Grammy nomination for Best Alternative Music Album in North America here. So Currents is their third album. It was released in July. I'd love to see these guys play in Vancouver. I actually missed out on them in May. They played the Malcolm Bowl, which would have been really amazing. That outdoor venue in Vancouver in Stanley Park is a wonderful place to see music. Tame Impala has supported the National Breast Cancer Foundation in the past. They took part in the organization's charitable auction, which is called In Their Shoes, and they custom decorated a pair of Converse All-Stars that were auctioned off at eBay. So it's a pretty cool way to, and an artistic way to give back and highlight a great charity. And this actually got me looking into Converse, the shoe company. And I came across a little bit of interesting information about them. They actually are very supportive of musicians, donating a lot of product, which obviously is good for them because musicians are cool. Having them wear your product is definitely great marketing. But the company also started a studio in Brooklyn called Rubber Tracks Studio. And this studio, it was founded in 2010, and it's home to a high-profile program called Three Artists, One Song, in which three artists will come together and collaborate and create one song, which is great. It's nice seeing different artists from different genres come together to create something really interesting. But in its daily operations, Rubber Tracks provides free, no-strings-attached recording time to indie bands that couldn't otherwise afford studio time. And I think this is really cool. It's great to support bands that wouldn't otherwise be able to afford studio time. And not only do they give them studio time, but they provide engineers and producers, world-class engineers and producers, plus the studio time. So this is really, a pretty cool initiative by Converse. And really, there's no strings attached to it. They don't expect anything back from these indie artists that they give this opportunity to. So super cool. And not only that, they also have pop-up studios that they've done all over the world, including one apparently at South by Southwest, which is in Austin in March, where they give local Texas bands that aren't actually playing the festival the opportunity to record, with obviously no shoot promotion expected in return or anything like that. So kudos to Converse. I know Vans also is very supportive of musicians, but I don't think they've ever started a studio to support, you know, the independent music movement. So pretty neat. Coming up on the show, we've got some great bands tonight. A bunch of Canadian content coming at you. Yeah, and some other good stuff. We've got some Courtney Barnett coming, Tweety, TV on the Radio coming up, Old Man Ludikai, Baju Bulat, as well as some Joel Plaskett. So stick around. We're here till 7:30, and then after that, The Spice of Life is up after us. So next track coming your way, Vancouver band called Humans, another band that I'm really enjoying right now. They're from Vancouver, as I mentioned. They've gained a pretty strong reputation of being an extremely high energy and great live band to catch. And they've opened for some big acts like Broken Social Scene, Junior Boys, and Crystal Method. And they're playing the Mad Decent Block Party here in Vancouver at the PNE, which is on September 6th. So you have the opportunity to get out there and check out Humans in their natural environment. And that event will be headlined by Major Lazer. And I said again, it's at the PNE. There's a handful of other amazing bands playing. I think there's about 7 or 8 hours of music, so it's worth checking out right here in your hometown of Vancouver. But without any more here, I'm going to hit you with some Humans. This track's called Tell Me. It's from Noontide, which is their most recent release. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
The Ethiopian Summer Festival, this famous summer attraction, takes place on August the 29th at Westburn Park. The event features music, dancing on stage, exotic Ethiopian cuisines, various products, and arts and crafts. The Ethiopian Summer Festival is free to attend, open to all ages, wheelchair accessible, and served by public transit. Bring your families and friends to this colorful event on August 29th. And for more information, go to VancouverEthiopia.com.
All I need is some sunshine. All I need, yeah. All I need is some sunshine. All I need, yeah. Beyond the tree line, with another one for the caves, and in the tar beyond those birches, there's a spirit that I crave, and from the island people watched you. You set that Viking ship ablaze. We reach the moon falls, icy cauldron, and found the spirit that I crave.
Oh, I need some sunshine.
Oh, I need. The AIDS Vancouver Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the Helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the Helpline is one of the many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The Helpline number is 604-696-4666. Or contact us at AIDSVancouver.org.
Sorrow found me when I was young. Sorrow waited, sorrow won. Sorrow they put me on the pill. It's in my honey, it's in my milk. Don't leave my heart but heart alone. On the water, cover me in rag and bone. Sympathy, 'cause I don't wanna get over you. I don't wanna get over you. Sorrow's my body on the waves. Sorrow's a girl inside my cage. I live in a city sorrow built. It's in my honey, it's in my milk. Don't leave my heart for heart alone. On the water, cover me in rag and bone. Sympathy, 'cause I don't wanna get over you. I don't wanna get over you.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. It's 6:30 on your Thursday evening, and I hope you're enjoying the show so far. That was The National with their song Sorrow from their 2010 album called High Violet. They're an indie rock band from Cincinnati, Ohio, that formed in 1999, currently based out of Brooklyn, New York. They made the move, like a lot of bands do, to either L.A. or New York, as far as the U.S. goes. In 2009, they contributed to Dark Was the Night, the 20th album, compilation album, I should say, by the Red Hot Organization, which is an organization that supports and spreads awareness for HIV and AIDS. They formed in 1990, so they've been doing it for quite a long time. They're also headquartered in New York City, And they produce a lot of great compilation albums. I've got to say, if you've never checked out any of their albums, you should take a look for them. Dark Was the Night is one of them. They have one called Red Hot and Rio as well. The National more recently, or coming up actually in October, so in the fall, will be playing two shows in LA to support the Cooperative for Education, which is an organization that creates sustainable textbook, computer center, reading, and scholarship programs in Guatemala. So that's an interesting initiative by the National. And a little update, I read somewhere that I'm a big fan of the National, and I haven't seen them play live in quite a while. Last time I saw them play live was Richards on Richards, which doesn't exist anymore here. So that's sad to say. I need to change that. But they were in the news earlier this year for playing a show as part of a live art exhibit in which they played that track, Sorrow, over and over for 6 straight hours. Now, it's a great song, but I think that might drive me a little bit crazy. So this installation was a collaboration with an Icelandic artist named Ragnar Kjartansson, and the work was titled A Lot of Sorrow. And a lot of sorrow, that would have been 6 hours worth. And it took place at MoMA PS1 in New York, in their dome. So playing that track over and over, members of the public come in and listen to them play, and also apparently it could be heard outside in their atrium. So the one interesting thing about that, I think 6 hours of the same song might get to me. It almost sounds like torture a little bit. But one interesting piece to that is that it would be pretty neat to hear how the song would change as they played it over and over and over. Fatigue, I'm sure, would play a role in them making some slight mistakes or slight variations from time to time when they were playing it. So pretty interesting. Before that, we had a Canadian group, Timber, with Blackwater from their album from 2011 called Creep On, Creepin' On. Their name refers to some of their early series of recordings in which they made in a timber frame cabin set in the woods in Bob Cajun, Ontario, which is a sleepy little cottage-ish town in Ontario. Three of their albums have been nominated for the Polaris Music Prize, so they've been pretty successful as far as critical acclaim. Their latest release, Hot Dreams, which is their fifth studio effort, is a pretty good album, so check that out. In 2011, they collaborated with a designer to design a t-shirt for the, I think it was the Yellow Bird Project, but the profits for the sale of the tees went to Music Counts, which is a Canadian charity that supports music education in schools across Canada. And that organization's TD Community Music Grants provide musical instruments and equipment to community centers, after-school programs, and other community nonprofit organizations, which gives youth the musical tools that they need to be inspired by music. So the Heart of the City piano program, which is right here in Vancouver, actually received a 2014 grant from Music Counts. And this organization takes members of the community and provides them an outlet to share their love for music with children who may otherwise not get the opportunity. And this is piano, guitar, a variety of instruments, and volunteers teach students in the Vancouver area lessons through elementary schools while acting as mentors and role models to these students. So the schools that they're active in, the Heart of the City Piano Program, they are active in Queen Alexandra, Dr. A.R. Lord, Britannia, Grandview, Mount Pleasant, Admiral Seymour, Tillicum Community, and Hamber House. So quite a few local schools here. And interestingly enough, CITR being a UBC-based radio station, so this is interesting for myself and hopefully for our listeners as well, the Heart of the City Piano Program actually was organized by students at the University of British Columbia, so right here at UBC. and is a sanctioned UBC Alma Mater Society club, which partnered with the Vancouver School Board. So a lot of great collaboration going on there to offer musical inspiration and opportunities to students that may otherwise not get the opportunity. Next up, we're going to play some Tweedy. So Jeff Tweedy is an American singer-songwriter, record producer, best known as the leader of the band Wilco, which has been around for quite some time. Tweedy is a side project that he started with his 18-year-old son, Spencer. And through his band Wilco, Jeff Tweedy supports many causes. If you go on there, the band's website, you'll see it's probably about 100 different causes that they support. So a very charitable band in Wilco. More recently, Wilco and Conscious Alliance teamed up to host an Art That Feeds food drive at the band's show at Red Rocks Amphitheater, which was earlier this summer. And fans donated 1,500 meals for the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota. So kudos to Wilco and Jeff Tweedy for making a difference. And Wilco actually just released a new album. I think it's called Star Wars or something like that. So they just released the CD most recently, and the vinyl will be coming in early fall. So keep your eyes peeled for that. But right now we're going to play Jeff Tweedy's solo project. So this is Tweedy with I'll Sing It, and the album's called Sakure, which was released in late 2014. Again, it's a collaboration with his son Spencer, and this is a great track. I really like it. So here's Tweedy with I'll Sing It. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
We'll be right back. Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts on Commercial Drive and other areas at
Bill and Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, People's Co-op Bookstore, Audio Pile Records, Bad Bird Media, Band Merch Canada, Vancouver Music Gallery, and Pandora's Box Rehearsal Studios.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
Are You Aware Radio, alternate Thursday 6 to 7 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM. Profiling music and musicians take the route of positive action over apathy.
Bam! Peanut butter and jam!
What the f*** are you doing, Phil?
Peanut butter, peanut, peanuts and you dig 'em. You dig 'em. You dig 'em, dig 'em, dig 'em. Then you crush 'em. You crush 'em. You crush 'em, crush 'em, crush 'em. Then you spread 'em. You spread 'em. You spread 'em, spread 'em, spread 'em. Peanut, peanut butter. Peanut, peanut butter.
If you're looking for the best in local music and local food, it's got to be Peanut Butter and Jams with your hosts Brenda and Jordy, alternating Thursdays 6 to 7:30. Check it out.
This is the Park Avenue sobriety test. It's a kick in the teeth. It's the hornet's nest. It's the Park Avenue sobriety test. It's the cold, hard light of day. It's the pain in your heart. It's the look in your eyes. All of your friends are dropping like flies. It's the hole in the sky when a young man dies. You just want to go to sleep. Government sent, 'cause he's out on the deck. Some words will not autocorrect, like who the fuck will pay our rent. Some people are wealthy, others are rich. Some people complain, others just bitch. It might take a second to tell which is which, but the devil is in the details. This is the Park,
Park Avenue
sobriety test. Kick in the teeth. It's the hornet's nest. It's the Park,
Park Avenue
sobriety test. It's the cold, hard light of day. It's the girl at the bar. She's pouring a drink. She's taking your dough. And you think that she winks. So you ask her her name. And she tells you a lie. 'Cause Frank's not a woman's name. Last call has been called, and now Frank's closing down. You're out on the street, and there's no one around. And it's raining outside, and whiskey you drown. And now you're walking across a bridge. And you're sobering up, and you get to the park. And it's sketchy as hell.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. That was some Joel Plaskett, a great Canadian artist from the East Coast. I got to say, I'm a big fan of everything we play, but I am a big fan of Joel Plaskett as well, having lived in Halifax for for a little bit of time, about 10 years ago. Started listening to him quite a bit when I lived on the East Coast. So, Canadian rock musician from Lunenburg, Nova Scotia, which is outside of Halifax, rose to fame as a member of Thrush Hermit, which was a alt-rock band from Halifax in the 90s. Plays a very wide array of genres, from blues, reggae, folk to hard rock, country, and even pop, really. So you can hear, when you pick up a Joel Plaskett album, you could hear any of those genres, which is pretty cool. Park Avenue Sobriety Test touches on his solo acoustic side, his guitar rock work as well. So that's a pretty fun, happy-go-lucky song. The lyrics were pretty hilarious, I thought. So that's from his latest album of the same name, The Park Avenue Sobriety Test. The album actually contains a great cover of Stephen Foster's Hard Times, which is a 160-year-old protest song that shows times really haven't changed much at all. You know, a lot of the things, the ideals in that song ring true today still, and I'm sure that's why Joel Plaskett included it on his latest album. Plaskett played Moncton Cares last summer, which was a musical tribute to the RCMP and their families. The event was in support of the RCMP, and 100% of proceeds went to the Moncton Fallen RCMP Members Fund. So a great Canadian musician supporting a great Canadian institution, you could say, a little bit within the RCMP. Plaskett played the Squamish Valley Music Festival earlier this month, so hopefully some of you out there, I'm sure a lot of you out there, were lucky enough to attend and get to see Joel Plaskett work his magic. Before that, we had Courtney Barnett with Pedestrian at Best from her first full-length album, which is called Sometimes I Sit and Think, Sometimes I Just Sit, which was released earlier this year, March to be exact. She's an Australian singer, songwriter, guitarist from Melbourne, known for her witty, rambling, and deadpan lyrical style, which I have to say, listening to a Courtney Barnett album is kind of comical, I must say. A lot of her lyrics crack me up. So she released three EPs between 2011 and 2014, and that track was off her first full length, like I said. And in honor of National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, she participated, and this is last year she participated in this, she participated in 10 Bands, One Cause, which is a charitable initiative that sees 10 bands reissue their albums on limited edition pink vinyl, all for one cause. So this year is the second year. So she participated in the first year of the initiative. Last year, when Courtney Barnett participated, raised $30,000 for Gilda's Club NYC, which is an organization that provides community support for both those diagnosed with cancer and their caretakers, which I think is an important piece of that. And it is named after comedian Gilda Radner, who passed away from ovarian cancer at the age of 43. In 1989, and Gilda Radner is actually famous. She was a part of the original cast of Saturday Night Live, an extremely funny woman. This year, there's 10 new bands that are taking part in 10 Bands, One Cause, and I posted the link on our Facebook page, so you can check us out at Are You Aware Music That Has Something to Say on Facebook, and have a peek at the link to their website. And the bands that are participating this year, it's a really wide variety of bands. Who we got here? We've got Run the Jewels, Sturgill Simpson, Ingrid Michaelson, Joey Badass, Between the Buried and Me, Chet Faker, Clutch, Al Green, Pierce the Veil, and Primus as well. So all of these bands will be re-releasing some of their classic albums on limited edition pink vinyl. So it's a pretty cool initiative. Vinyl definitely seeing an uptick in popularity again, and special treats like that, like limited edition pink vinyl, are definitely a treat for those out there that collect vinyl. So coming up, we've got some TV on the radio. I'm going to play a track from their latest album called Seeds. They're an American indie rock band formed in 2001 in Brooklyn, New York. They've said that their eclectic music is due to their liking of very diverse bands, including Bad Brains, Earth, Wind & Fire, Nancy Sinatra, Brian Eno, and the Pixies. So quite a diverse amount of influence that they take from a wide variety of bands. Seeds is their sixth full-length album, released in 2014, and TV on the Radio partook in the Yellow Bird Project and designed a David Bowie-inspired t-shirt. The Yellow Bird Project's a pretty cool project. We've talked about it quite a bit on the show previously. And it's really cool. It's where indie bands design t-shirts that are sold to support a charity of their choice. And TV on the Radio, their David Bowie-inspired t-shirt, supported Partners in Health. And Partners in Health is an organization that strives to provide health care to those who cannot afford it, which unfortunately is a huge part of our population, not only in North America, but around the world, more so around the world than in North America, to be exact. So this is a great initiative by TV on the Radio. And Partners in Health have been working in Haiti for over 20 years, and their doctors opened an operating room in Port-au-Prince where operations can now be performed on those in need. So that's a great initiative by Partners in Health. And if you want to check out Yellow Bird Project and maybe even purchase some of the t-shirts that have been designed by indie bands recently and over the years, you can check out the Yellow Bird Project at www.yellowbirdproject.com. I'll actually post the link right now to our Are You Aware Facebook page, so you can check that out there. And right now, I'm going to give you Happy Idiot by TV on the Radio. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
You don't know what would hurt you, yeah. In the resistance.
listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Oh. Are you not sure where to go on campus? Traveling late at night and afraid to go alone? Call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge.
Because you're mine, I walk the line.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. It's just before 7:15, and we're here with you for 15 more minutes. And then Ben Life is in with the Spice of Life. He goes 7:30 to 9, and the spice extends life. The spice expands consciousness. The Spice of Life brings you a variety of post-rock, shoegaze, math rock, and anything else that progresses. So join Ben after we're on for some great tunes. Again, that's the Spice of Life coming up next. But before that, we should talk about what we just played. So that was some Thurston Moore with The Best Day from the album of the same name, which was released this year. Obviously, he's best known as a singer-songwriter and guitarist for Sonic Youth, a founding member of that band. He's participated in many solo and group collaborations outside of Sonic Youth. And he's a great guitarist, ranked 34th in Rolling Stone's 2004 edition of the 100 Greatest Guitarists of All Time. And recently, himself and his ex-wife, Kim Gordon, of Sonic Youth as well, came together and collaborated with Yoko Ono for a charity single called Early in the Morning. And the trio's collaboration is quite long, 14-minute track, so that's a marathoner. All profits from the release were donated to Ashinaga Rainbow House, which is an organization that supports victims of the March 2011 Japanese tsunami. And I just looked back at that. That was a terrible disaster. Over 15,000 people killed. So 30-foot tsunami waves rolling in into Japan. It was created by a 9.0 magnitude earthquake that took place 230 miles northeast of Tokyo. And it is the fourth largest, or was the fourth largest earthquake on record since 1900, and the largest ever to hit Japan. And I was reading recently that it is still wreaking havoc on the Japanese people. A quarter of a million Japanese are still displaced 4 years after the earthquake. Radiation levels still remain as much as 10 times above normal in areas surrounding the power plant. And scores of towns and villages remain off limits despite a massive cleanup effort. And apparently there's just bags of contaminated soil strewn all over the countryside. And it's just really, it's amazing. Around the world, you know, sometimes in North America, we forget about things that happen quite far away from us. But for people that live, you know, in those regions that were affected in Japan, it's still a harsh reality for those folks. So great job for Thurston Moore, Kim Gordon, and Yoko Ono for supporting Ashinaga Rainbow House. Before that track, we played Best Coast, California Nights, from their album of the same name, which was released earlier this year. They're from L.A., formed in 2009, consists of guitarist and vocalist Bethany Constantino and multi-instrumentalist Bob Bruno. The band was originally loosely inspired by the Beatles and the Beach Boys, as well as that straightforward 50s, 60s pop music. And California Nights is their third studio album. They contributed concert tickets to an auction that supported the Sweet Relief Musicians Fund. The fund provides financial assistance to all types of career musicians who are struggling to make ends meet while facing illness, disability, or age-related problems. So healing musicians in need, really, is what Sweet Relief does. So musicians supporting musicians, which there's a lot of, or a number of great organizations out there that do that. So it's good to see musicians supporting other musicians. Now, on Are You Aware, we're going to play another Canadian artist. This track is from Old Man Ludikai. It's from his latest album. Old Man Ludikai is the recording name of two-time Juno Award-winning Canadian singer, songwriter, and banjo player Chris Ludikai of Chester, Nova Scotia. His album Proof of Love won a 2009 Juno Award for Traditional Folk Album of the Year, and in 2011 won the same award for My Hands Are on Fire and Other Love Songs. So he's had some great success here in Canada. This latest effort, Domestic Eccentric, was released in July, and we're going to play Early Days from that album. So here's Old Man Ludikai with Early Days on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
I was standing out at Stanfield, had to go away. Saw a brand new baby in the mother's face. I knew that it was over, all those early days. Our babies aren't our babies, we'll never be the same. Shopping cart full of toddlers at the superstore. They were eating goldfish, asking for more. An old man lined up behind us, and he shook his head. The kids were strangely quiet. I heard him when he said, "You got to hold on. It goes so fast. These early days, well, they don't last. Got to enjoy them. They go so fast. The baby days, well, they don't last. Look forward to the evening when the monkeys go to bed. Then we talk all night about them, we feel half dead. We used to be too tired to eat in, but it's a total crapshoot to eat out. You got to hold on, it goes so fast. These early days, well, they don't last. Got to enjoy them, they go so fast. The baby days, well, they don't last. Oh, you're getting rid of diapers that you washed every night, and we're saving up for date night so we can have our fight. Quiet for a moment, oh, you better run upstairs, 'cause the toothpaste in the bathroom is redefining everywhere. You got to hold on, it goes so fast. These early days, well, they don't last. Got to enjoy them, they go so days, well, they don't last. Oh, I like the way you talk now, you talk like me. All the funny things you say, you're real good company. Oh, the odds are strong and crazy, and on love profound. You make our messy house feel like holy ground. You got to hold on, it goes so fast. These early days, well, they don't last. Got to enjoy them, they go so fast. The baby days, well, they don't last. Shopping cart full of toddlers at the superstore. They were eating goldfish, asking for more. An old man lined up behind us, and he shook his head. The kids were strangely quiet. I heard him when he said,
thank you. be true, I'll be gone. You're only fooling yourself. Open hand and now, you are holding out. But there is no light that you can't live in. Tear it apart, your old confession made in the dark. Now every hour, change of heart, you're running away, but the shadow is yours.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. So that was Baju Bulat with Tall Tall Shadow from the album of the same name that was released in 2013. She's a great Canadian musician from London, Ontario. Most recently played at the Vancouver Folk Music Festival in July. Wonderful voice. Wonderful Canadian musician. We've got one more track for you this evening before Ben from The Spice of Life joins us and takes over the show. So we're going to play another Canadian act. This is Braids with their song called Taste from Deep in the Iris. They're from Calgary, Alberta, and more recently have lived in Montreal, Quebec, where a lot of great bands have moved. So I'm going to leave you with this. And as Fleur would say, in her absence, I'm going to say it, be good to one another. We'll be back in two Thursdays, so join us at that time. Here is Braids with Taste on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
take me by the hand? Will you guide me through this phase of not really knowing where I am? Knowing who I am, I could think of it as I gave all my best in loving you, but I know it's not true. It's just my way of getting through.
Welcome. You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR Vancouver. This is the Spice of Life. I am Ben Life, and for my next trick, I need a volunteer from the audience.
Well, that could be me.
Now, young lady, have we met before?
Well, young lady, wow. Yes, many, many, many times over the years.
Okay. This is my mom. My mom is with us on the show.
Hello, everyone. This is Diana.
Diana, Ben's mom. It's great to have you on the show.
Thank you, Ben. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, I mean, I kind of had to because you were here. So
that's right.
but it's great to have you. Not to belittle that at all. You've been on the show once before?
Once before, yes.
In the old sub.
And I'm just blown away by this new sub.
It's nice.
It's very, very nice.
It's new.
It smells new.
Yeah, it's like an assaulting new smell. It's like a new, a new shoe smell or a new car smell. It's a new sub smell.
It is. It's a new sub smell and very lit up. Like I like the lights out there on the steps or whatever's going on.
Mm-hmm.
That's very cool.
Yeah, I'll have to give you a tour later. It's quite a nice piece of architecture.
So you don't have to dress up or anything when you work here now, like because everything's new? You don't have to look new?
No, I'm wearing pants, and I'm glad that I am because you're here, but also because there's like a big meeting going on, and that would be kind of weird. A lot more windows in this.
There are a lot of windows here.
Yeah. So pants are good. Yeah. I would like to get us started today. So this is also a music show where I also play music, and the music that I play is post-rock. So I have some post-rock today. I have a nice selection of post-rock from various different kinds. I have some more orchestral stuff, which we'll start with. And then there's like a bit of electronic-y stuff in there. And then some like
vocally driven stuff. It's a smorgasbord.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's gonna be a journey. I worked real hard on this one. So let's start things off with one of my favorite bands, Mooncake, playing the song Life Aquatic off their album Zaris. Here we go.